You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got the wonderful Finn Johansson on the line. We're going to have a chat shortly. This is the track, You Look Down At Me.
I look up and you're right there above me. You look down at me and I'm floating. Why would it be meant to be? Why would you be bent to me? Heard your voice in the sound of the piss in the bowl. Something's got me feeling emotional echo. I ask my heart what I should do. It won't stop talking about you. Because if you, I go to sleep singing a song. To sing something new, I don't want it to be cause of you.
Johansson with You Look Down At Me. Kia ora, Finn. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me at such short notice.
Oh, always a pleasure to have you on the show, Finn. You're busy at the moment. You are about to perform tonight in Tamaki Makaurau, and then very soon you're jetting off to Europe to play some shows. This seems like quite the adventure you're heading off on. You've got three bands sort of set up to play with you in various places. Tell us a wee bit about what's been going on in your world at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it mirrors maybe what's going on in everybody's world. I can see a lot of people who are musicians post-COVID getting out of that country, which is good.
Going on tour.
Yeah, this seems like the first possible chance for it not to be a depressing endeavor. I mean, like, touch wood. Wait a minute. I got to find some wood.
I'll touch some wood for you. The big desk could be... is very wooden.
I know that desk. It's like a school desk.
It is, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. That's good. I can
relax.
With
all the graffiti,
yes,
too.
Whew, yeah. Oh, yeah. No idea how much that meant to me. Okay, so the bands. So we're putting together a band in Ireland and a band in Berlin. And the idea was my friend Theo, who plays the drums in the band and the guitar in the band and is the videographer in the band. He's like Octopo.
He's everything, yeah.
He's everything. Yeah, he's everything I'm not. He's the little puzzle piece that's really like slotting into me right now. And he was like, hey, why don't we just go and do this thing? And I've got a band in Berlin we can put together. And I was like, well, I've got my best friend Artie in Ireland that I haven't seen for almost a decade. So I'll ask him if he wants to put together a band. And he was like, yeah, man, me and Elaine are going to like totally be your band. And then I was like, well, we kind of need a band in Wellington. I mean, sorry, in New Zealand. And so I've got a band that's playing the only show that's a band show of the tour that's a New Zealand show tonight is the
Ooh,
band.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And we're going to be playing stuff like Six Pack for the first time. I've got a song that's been out for 3 years that I've never played the guitar solos to because I've never played it with the band. It's crazy.
Oh, that's a nice feeling. There's something so special about being able to you know, experiment with your own songs a little bit and like play around with that with new people and try it out in a different space. And as you say, yeah, get to finally do the guitar solo. It's a nice feeling.
Yeah, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And the interesting thing is going to be all of the little different nuances that people bring to a band. And like, it's one thing, I don't know, bringing a new member into a band, I suppose, like when you've got a setup, but then having three different blank slates.
Yeah.
I guess me and Theo are the through line, but that's going to be the most interesting thing.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Are we going to document it as much as possible? So maybe just like listening to the different bands is going to be the thrill for me. I guess you can't be uptight in this situation. You know, you can't be like, here's the prescription for what the band should sound like.
Yeah.
Because I think that'll just end in tears.
Oh, that's so cool. It's going to be a really fun process, I think, for you. I love these songs, that the ones that we're playing this morning, especially, come, they're sort of vulnerable and gentle and lovely. And they come out of, I think, you know, the sort of harshness of the last few years. These have felt like really nice balm to that. Did they feel like that for you when you were writing them, when you were making this little EP?
Oh, thanks for that. I'm really glad that you feel that. It felt like a balm for me. It was good to get back on the horse of actually doing a larger body of work than either a single or nothing. And basically, the way I wrote them, I can't put it together. I don't know how much of it was a response to the last few years. I think it was put together in ways that are so fragmented, but like, I guess, holistic in the way that they're all like things that I felt and stuff, that
yeah.
It's more blurry than that. I wish I could set out to do that. Like, hey, shit's been shit. Let's have a bomb. Here's a bomb. Open the lid. Here's the bomb.
The arnica to the last few years.
It's just so nice that it ended up being that for you, at the very least, that yeah, I'm actually okay that it wasn't something that I was able to set out to do, because it happened.
I'm interested to hear what's going to come out of this tour time for you, because I feel like, as you said, it's going to be a really exciting, kind of challenging experience to play with three different bands, your own music, which, you know, in and of itself, going on a tour is a big endeavor. But yeah, picking up with a new band in every location is going to be exciting. But I reckon you might come back with some really, you know, new inspirations, perhaps. Finn, do you feel like this could be the start of an exciting new creative period for yourself?
Yeah, I reckon it will be. I think just the scope of things is going to force me to relax quite a lot, and I want to do some recording and some writing while I'm over there. I just really am looking forward to seeing Artie. Like, yeah, this cannot be overstated.
Yeah.
This dude is my soulmate. Like, I met him just in the randomest situation. I was busking like a cappella vocals at the Clonakilty Guitar Festival, and he walks past. And he's like, hey. And then that night, I'm at his house at a party, and I don't leave for like 3 months. And we're writing all these little songs together. And I don't know, just like, just very, you know, very lifelong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those,
lifelong vibes with that person.
Those friends are special, and those creative collaborators special also. So, yeah, I'm happy for you that you're going to get to reconnect in person. And I'm happy for us that we get to see you off tonight with your beautiful show with your New Zealand-based band. Where are you playing tonight, Finn? How can people get a ticket?
I'm playing at the Wine Cellar with the band, and the band actually has Annabelle Keane, who you might know from your very own radio station.
Nice.
In the band. She was going to do the top 10 tonight, but she's like, nah, I want to play the saxophone instead. Anyway, that doesn't answer your question. You can get tickets from Under the Radar, and we're probably going to do a giveaway of some description. So like, if you're skint, then that's a good option. Otherwise, you know, come and talk to us if you don't have the money for the ticket. I'm a Koha based person.
Me.
So yeah, you should just come along. It's gonna be dope. Club Ruby. Jade, the morning presenter, is opening.
So
Club Ruby,
it's a family affair. It is a family affair.
I know.
It's gonna be heaps of fun. Hey Finn, have a fantastic show tonight and have a wonderful tour. We'll catch up with you when you get back as well. We're gonna listen to There Were Things That I Forgot, which I think is currently my favourite song from your EP. It's just so beautiful. Thank you for speaking with us, and have a brilliant time.
Thank you so much, Rachel. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for having me.
Johansson, there were things that I forgot. Finn is playing with band tonight at the Wine Cellar. Grab a ticket from Under the Radar and tell your mates in Ireland and in Berlin to keep an eye out for Finn's tour heading their way very soon, including two completely different lineups of bands for those international shows as well. So quite the endeavour that Finn is heading off on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.